On January 6, 1995, MacArthur Wheeler and Clifton Earl Johnson robbed two Greater Pennsylvania banks at gunpoint. No ski masks, no stocking caps over their head, no attempt to hide who they were from the cameras or witnesses at the scene. Instead, they covered their faces in lemon juice. They thought the lemon juice would hide their faces from the cameras because lemon juice was used as invisible ink on paper. So how does one come to this conclusion? Easy, you take a tiny bit of knowledge and you turn it into nonsense that you somehow convince yourself is fact. So of course, the police rolled up on MacArthur and Johnson and arrested them. And to their astonishment, they never thought far enough to recognize the fact that your face is not made of paper. David Dunning and Justin Kruger, two psychologists, learned about MacArthur and studied his case and others, concluding that this was a cognitive bias causing an overestimation of capabilities based around little to no knowledge on an actual subject, the Dunning-Kruger effect. This is low-key hilarious and awkward because we all know someone like this, including ourselves. In this episode of Shots from the Winchester, we talk about the Dunning-Kruger effect, what it means, and how it may be affecting your life, your business, and your relationships without even realizing it. Let's break it down. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias where people with limited knowledge or competence in a given intellectual or social domain greatly overestimate their knowledge or competence in that domain. In some cases, it leads to extreme overestimation in the case of MacArthur Wheeler. Now, before you blow up the comments about me covering this topic being an example of the effect, I'll tell you up front, I am no expert in the field of psychology. I can only relay the base knowledge that I've obtained for your intellectual entertainment, and if you want to dive deeper, there's a link in the description below. A classic example of the Dunning-Kruger effect could be an amateur gamer believing their entry-level skills are so great that no one can defeat them. But in a multiplayer tournament, they get crushed by their more experienced opponents. Or we could also say an amateur chess player overestimating their performance in an upcoming chess tournament compared to their more competent counterparts. In the meantime, the people with the real knowledge don't see themselves as either talented enough or articulate enough to speak up about what they know. So those who read a little about something, throw out the book, and believe they know it all, stop learning. While those who seek more knowledge on the actual subjects realize there's more to learn, they lose motivation, confidence in themselves, which leads to imposter syndrome, which we'll cover in another episode. So how does this affect your business? So here's a workplace example. A new employee might believe they understand the job requirements and not ask enough questions or seek feedback from their supervisor. This overconfidence could lead to misunderstandings and mistakes that could have been avoided. In one study, 42% of employees at a tech company assessed their own performance as being in the top five. Now, this is important to understand because it could mean that your business could be missing out on key learning and growth opportunities because your staff thinks they're more qualified than they actually are. If 42% of your employees think that 95% of the company operates at levels below themselves, that means 42% of employees will not take the opportunity to learn from those who are actually in the top five. The real top five is more likely to miss leadership opportunities to provide professional development or mentoring to employees who really need it, and this can greatly impact companies' growth and development. Studies have shown that about 80% of people rate themselves as above average drivers. An inflated sense of ability when driving can cause drivers to make rash decisions and get into accidents. Not because they're bad drivers or anything necessarily, but because they're overconfident in their skills. If you drive around Philadelphia, you'll see that firsthand. Those who are overconfident in their ability may not actually be the top performers, whereas those who believe they're average or even slightly below often demonstrate great skill. And rather than losing motivation when you confront there's more knowledge to know, learn more. The more you learn, the more confidence you'll have moving forward. So you can avoid the Dunning-Kruger effect in a few ways. You could seek feedback from others who can help you improve. Realize that you can't know everything and there's more to learn. And build confidence in yourself through education, experience, and self-improvement. It's important to note that the Dunning-Kruger effect is not a study about stupid people versus smart people. It actually implies that all of us can display the effect. We're all guilty of it. This overestimation occurs as a result of not having enough knowledge to know you just don't have enough knowledge. It doesn't immediately mean that anyone is stupid or not smart, that there's just a lack of understanding of the amount of knowledge that you have on a specific subject. And so these people tend to overestimate themselves in sometimes embarrassing ways. I may accurately assess my knowledge as a media producer, but I could overestimate my skills and knowledge of music. It's been in my life all my life. I've always listened to music, but that doesn't mean I know everything about music. But you ask me about music theory and why certain notes create certain moods, I'm at a loss there. So the takeaway from this is keep on learning. Don't just read a book and now you know everything. Now you can go do a TED talk on it. Don't do that. When you stop learning, you start going stagnant. Stay relevant. Young or old, stay motivated. And keep developing with experience and confidence. Leave us a comment. Tell us an example of the Dunning-Kruger effect. Maybe you've experienced it yourself. Maybe it was you. Also, make sure you check out our community board. And if you found this video helpful or entertaining, do us a favor and hit the like button. And hit the subscribe button while you're at it. We post new content like this every week. I'll see you in the next episode. Shots from the Winchester Podcast, brought to you by Greencastle Consulting, your nation's strategy execution firm.